Occupy Albany has been monitoring the legal battle that has County District Attorney David Soares at odds with City Court Judge William Carter. Attorneys for both officials are scheduled to appear in State Supreme Court Friday morning before Acting State Supreme Court Justice Richard Platkin. When Occupy first began protesting in downtown Albany in 2011, Soares made it clear that so long as demonstrations were conducted peacefully, he would not use county resources to prosecute occupiers. Judge Carter's lawyers say Platkin must decide whether Carter can be stopped from holding Soares' office in contempt for failing to exercise his duty. But Soares' legal representative expects Platkin to decide if Carter can order Soares' office to call witnesses he refused to call in a pretrial hearing against some Occupy Albany protesters. Tom Carr is a partner with the Albany law firm Tully Rinke.
First of all, it's highly unusual that something like this would actually wind up in front of a Supreme Court judge, where you have a city court judge and a prosecutor fighting over the procedure of a case.
The judge's legal team alleges Soares shirked his duty.
Nolle prosequi was an old common law tool that was used where basically the prosecution just said, we're not going to prosecute this case, and that was the end of it. The only problem is that nolle prosequi per se was never codified into the criminal procedure law or the penal law. So there really isn't a statutory basis to adopt that approach, and it's arguable that under the way the county law is written, which prescribes the powers and duties of the district attorney, that option is not available to a district attorney. At least that seems to be part of the argument that the court is using, but the DA's office is sort of relying on, well, it's in our discretion to prosecute cases, so basically, discretion to prosecute also includes discretion to not prosecute.
Occupy Albany has branded Carter an out-of-control judge who wants to force the district attorney's office to prosecute peaceful protesters against their will. Colin Donnarumma is an attorney with the Occupy Albany Legal Working Group.
There's an important separation of powers between the role of the judge in a criminal case and the role of the prosecutor, and we think that Judge Carter is trying to fill both roles. Folks will be gathering at 9 a.m. outside of the Lodge Street entrance of the Supreme Court. There's 9:30 oral arguments on an Article 78 appeal that will be getting into three very interesting questions. Does a prosecutor have the discretion to decline to prosecute, particularly in the context of First Amendment protected activities? Does the judge in this case have the right to hold the district attorney in contempt of court for not presenting witnesses at a suppression hearing? And number three is a Sixth Amendment speedy trial question as to whether or not the speedy trial timeline has already run out on these cases and they should be dismissed for that reason.
Donnarumma happens to be one of the four occupiers arrested during an Occupy Albany march a little over a year ago. Tom Carr outlines a few possible outcomes.
There could be an adjournment on consent where both sides agree to put it off to a future date. If the judge in Supreme Court is unavailable, it would get put off. Or even if argument is made before the judge doesn't have to render a decision tomorrow. He can reserve decision and issue his decision at a later time.
Occupy Albany will also be present at Albany Criminal Court on Morton Avenue for the 11 a.m. arraignments of the 21 activists arrested in the New York State Capitol last Tuesday, protesting the blockage of a series of key reforms, including women's equality, fair elections, gender, the DREAM Act, a fracking moratorium, and marijuana decriminalization. The district attorney's office did not respond to a request for comment. Judge Carter's legal team did not have a representative available to speak with WAMC in time for broadcast. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.